This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Thanks for having me. My name is Barb White, and I've spent the last 25 years in strategy and management consulting, working with Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, startups, C-level executives, primarily helping them to design and execute transformational change programs around strategy, organizational effectiveness, and innovative capabilities. This has included over a decade with Big Four consulting companies, including Accenture, and another dozen years growing a startup firm where I was from the very beginning, so a couple of us in the basement of our founder's home, and where I left just recently as their chief strategy officer. And then last year in 2019, I founded a new company called the Evoca Group, which is a consulting firm focused on applying those same innovative approaches and traditional corporate strategic planning approaches to individuals and startup founders to really help them design and execute a personal strategy through this transformational change.
Barb, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
So my entrepreneur in resident experience has really been focused within university communities and systems. So I've been an EIR at Georgetown University for the past year, and also serve a similar role, although they call them mentors, at Johns Hopkins University. And in both cases, I am part of a team of EIRs, each of whom really brings different experiences and expertise and backgrounds to offer. And our services are offered to students and alumni and faculty and staff on behalf of the university. And we really support these startup entrepreneurs at various stages of their journey, from early idea stages to growth strategies and venture capital raising to steady state operations. What I find interesting about this particular model is that each team or each company that comes to us, you know, really requires different support at different times. And in some cases, I have long-term engagements and relationships with teams, working with them, you know, from the very early stages through maybe their VC journey and beyond. And in other times, it's really a just-in-time kind of advice where a team or a company might be struggling with a particular barrier or challenge, or they're just looking for someone to bounce some ideas off of or validate their plans. And through the university systems, I also have the opportunity to participate in actual course delivery. So I'm sometimes invited to speak on a panel or participate in a student project where they're looking for that real world kind of entrepreneur or corporate experience to kind of bring to help round out that course. And that really gives me the chance to share some of my experiences with the broader student body.
Barb, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
So I think some of the biggest challenges for me and in this type of role is delivering the tough messages while not completely discouraging people. So again, a lot of the teams that I'm working with are relatively new in their career and young, and the goal is to not completely turn them off to the entrepreneurial experience, but to also make sure that we're giving them the appropriate feedback and guidance. And sometimes the best way that we can help them is to help them see that maybe that idea that they're working on is not quite the right one, that they either need to pivot or just come up with something completely different. So being able to kind of balance that message delivery in the way that is a more encouraging and less soul-crushing, I think is really the biggest challenge for me. I think some startup entrepreneurs have a glamorized view of what the startup world really is. And so making sure that they're focusing on some of the not so glamorous aspects, the blocking and tackling, you know, understanding their financials, understanding operations. It's not just about a great idea, but it's about having strong execution and finding the right partners and teammates to help you be successful. So I think, especially for people earlier in their career who are entering this space, recognizing what they don't know and trying to kind of round out that skill gap with trusted advisors, trusted teammates, trusted partners is important for them. I think the thing that I like the most, the successes that I see in this role, are really being able to watch companies grow in their own capabilities, not only mature and refine their offerings, but really as leaders and as entrepreneurs themselves, to demonstrate that they have that kind of resilience and adaptability that is necessary to really be successful as an entrepreneur.
And Barb, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
I think along the same vein, it's to not shy away from having those tough conversations. I think that's sometimes the best service that you can provide, is really helping them, you know, to tackle those difficult challenges, to really find the right solution to the problem and not just focus on the things that they're comfortable with. I personally have found this to be a very rewarding experience, and I certainly highly recommend it to others. I think if you are an EIR in the corporate world, you know, I would encourage you to look for opportunities within your own community to maybe share your experiences more broadly. I recently had the opportunity to work with a group of high school entrepreneurs, and I judged one of their pitch competitions, which was, you know, incredibly impressive to see a group of 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds, and this happened to be all girls, really produce solutions and pitches that were on par with some of the things I see with the more experienced professionals. So I know that there are opportunities in community colleges and high schools around the country. So I would just encourage people to really look for those and offer your very valuable experience to those people.
Barb, where can we learn about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
So I work in the two university systems, both Georgetown and Johns Hopkins, both of which have readily accessible information on the web. So it's Georgetown Entrepreneurship, and that's out of their McDonough School of Business. And they have a great website where all of the entrepreneurs in residence are listed, and you can contact us directly through that site. And then with Johns Hopkins, it's under their Johns Hopkins Technology Ventures. It's a program called the Fast Forward Program. And again, there's information about the mentors in residence and other student mentors available on that site, as well as, you know, ways, in both cases, ways that the community at large can engage with those programs, you know, even if you're not an entrepreneur in residence. There's a lot of these programs that make their pitch competitions and other types of events available to the larger population. And I would say, given that we are in this global pandemic and some of the challenges, one of the benefits, if there is one, is that many of these opportunities have gone virtual. And so you're able to access some of the pitch competitions, some of their workshops virtually from anywhere. So I would certainly recommend that people seek out those opportunities from any of the universities that offer these programs.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Barb.
Thank you so much. This was fun.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.